Yeah, well, we feel like we got to win out. You know, losing the Atlanta game was a tough game for us. You know, kind of set us back a little bit. So our feeling is now that not to leave anything to chance. You know, win the rest of our games, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Frustrating all the games you lose are
fine,
you know, 3 points, field goals,
does
that, or does that give you some motivation?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter how you lose. It's frustrating, you know, regardless of the spread or how many we lose by, it's frustrating, and especially games we felt like we could have won but didn't. So that's one thing we got to focus on going forward is closing games out and winning the close games, because once the, you know, the season winds down, it's going to come down to those type of games. It's going to get tougher and tougher, so we got to find a way to pull those games out. Very happy, and you're right about that. He's worked very hard to get to this point. Got himself an opportunity, and you never know when your opportunity is going to come. His came this year, and he grabbed it, took a hold to it, and he's been the starter ever since, so very happy with him. And his progress and the way he's approached the game.
Charles, this 3-1 the 49ers are since Troy Smith took over. Just talk about the challenges that he'll present. Mike Sibbler's of the offense seems to be growing up around him.
You know, they get some wins under him, and they seem to trust him back there as their quarterback. And he's a guy that has a fairly strong arm, I believe, and he can make plays with his feet. So, you know, that's always a test for any defense when you have a quarterback that can move around a little bit in the pocket. And he's making good throws for him, not making a ton of mistakes. So, you know, playing well under him.
How did football team number one in the fewest points allowed as opposed to past years where you've been number one in the fewest yards allowed? Is that something you talk to the defense and say, that's what it's got to be, and that's impressive going into this final one?
We talk about it, but we talk about wins and losses more than that. Yeah, we have, you know, that to look forward to, but we lost the game last week, so we didn't hold them to a few enough points. So we got to continue to stack wins, and all those statistics and all those things, they'll work themselves out.
Sure. Remember the model on the dope sheet for the new old retro jersey? You like it? Is it slimming? Is it like that?
I think it's very slimming, actually. You know, it's a good look. I like them, actually. So I look forward to putting it on for game time.
Charles, how did teams, particularly this time of year, and you played in a lot of these situations, go from, gee, we just missed some opportunities, to we took full advantage of the opportunities that for us?
You know, I think you have to, you know, just learn from, you know, whatever mistakes you made the previous week. So you're only as good as your last game. So we have to look closely at what happened in that Falcon game and build on that and get ready for the next week. And, you know, from here on out, you know, it's going to be that way, but the mistakes we made, you know, last week, we can't make them going forward. So our games are going to have to be near perfect, you know, going down the stretch of the season and hopefully into the playoffs. So tough stretch ahead. You know, we got some big games coming up, and we look forward to the challenge.
Coach McCarthy says those little things, those little mistakes can really mushroom this time of year. Is that a mental thing to try to avoid those as a team, or is it as much physical?
I mean, they always go hand in hand. You know, there's some plays we missed out there last week that, you know, we hadn't made those mistakes in the 3 or 4 weeks previous. So going forward, we just got to, you know, go back to the fundamentals and the basics of what we do, tackling, blocking, and those sort of things, and just get it done.
Are you aware of the success the Packers have had against the 49ers the last 20 years with Joe Montana, the last time in the regular season, 49ers actually won?
Didn't know that. But, you know, this is this week, this year, 2010, so, you know, we can't, you know, rest on what happened in the past. You know, we got to go out and play football. It's a team that's coming off a good win for their team and their season, and they're still, you know, still have hopes of trying to make the playoffs. So they're coming here fired up and trying to do whatever they can do to win. So the past won't matter on Sunday. Well, we're just going to move around. We're just going to try to keep them on their heels. And, you know, I'll line up in different places like I've always done. He's a, you know, one of the better tight ends in the league. You know, he's a guy that runs around like a receiver, you know, fast guy. So, you know, he presents that problem for us. I just think he's playing a complete game. right now. You know, he's covering and he's tackling as well. And at times he's asked to guard number one receivers, you know, when I'm on the inside or whatever, you know, our game plan calls for. And he stepped up big. He's made some big plays for us, and he continues to make plays. So the way he's been playing, man, is just, you know, it's just a testament to the way that he works and how much he cares about the game. And happy for him. Well, the athletic ability was always there. You know, he's a guy that could, you know, going up and getting balls, he could jump higher than anybody on his team. So, you know, that was always there. But, you know, you have athletic guys all over this league that never, you know, develop into any type of player. And but you can tell with him, regardless of whether he was, you know, third cornerback or now moved into the starter role, you know he wanted to be good, and he worked at it, and it's paid off for him.
How do you actually get better at what do you actually do?
Well, I just think it has to be important for you. You know, I think, you know, when you come from, you know, college sometimes or wherever you come from, the importance is on covering a guy, you know, or playing back there and playing zone or whatever you do, whatever the scheme is. But it's important for him, and especially in this defense with the way we play our cover twos and that sort of thing. You got to come up and play the run. And, you know, he knew if he wanted to be on the field, he was going to have to do that. And I think it's just a mindset to say, you know, this is what I have to do, and I'm going to do it. And he's done it.
I remember Tremont's first mini camp, and just went all over the field. Game against the Lions in Detroit, where he came out of nowhere like a blur to catch a guy from behind the ropes. Can you remember a play that said to yourself, this is a guy that's going to be in this league?
I don't think it was any one play. I think the first time I ever seen him just jump, you know, was in individual drills when I first got here. And it seemed like you literally had to look straight up, you know, to see him. And I just thought, man, that's unbelievable. This guy's he's got a ton of athletic ability. So you knew if he, you know, transformed that into any type of cornerback ability, then he'd be good. And he's done that. Well, you know, he's good. You know, I give him that.
Since 2008, you guys lead the league in interceptions by a considerable number, I guess. What is it about this group that gets so many hands on balls?
We just have some ball hawks out there. We got guys that know how to play the football and make the catch when we have that opportunity. So, you know, we got some fast guys back there in the secondary and guys that understand football and getting better at understanding the game, knowing where they're supposed to be, and going to make the play when they have a chance to.
With you and Nick and Tremont, is there any sort of competition among you guys to...
Well, it's never anything spoken, but it's always competition with interceptions, so absolutely.
He's a helmet of a shock to your system today.
I like him. Yeah, I like the dark brown look, man. It's a good look. Look forward to putting it on Sunday.